it was revealed that mining giant Rio Tinto had destroyed an ancient Aboriginal site at the Juukan Gorge in Western Australia earlier this year, it sparked a furious debate about how to better protect important cultural sites. The mining giant had approval to destroy the caves under that state's existing laws, but draft legislation's just been released for public comment on how to improve protections for such sites, as Erin Park reports from Broome.
Kimberly Smith is well acquainted with the native title process. The Nyulnyul man was part of a 2018 Bindambur native title claim over part of the Dampier Peninsula north of Broome. He says the process is meaningless if traditional owners' wishes are ignored.
In everything else, this is very important. You know, they can give our land back, they can do all that, but if you haven't got the policies of respect, well, where from there?
Stakeholders like Kimberly Smith are being asked for their feedback on WA's draft Aboriginal Cultural Heritage Bill.
I'm going through this book tonight, the draft, and then we've got submissions to put in, and there's going to be, I'm glad that's this stage. We need to be listened to a bit more.
The West Australian government was in the middle of reviewing the existing Aboriginal heritage legislation from 1972 when the destruction of a 46,000-year-old site at Juukan Gorge in the Pilbara region made headlines around the world. The proposed law would give Aboriginal people more control over what sites and artefacts are protected and, for the first time, give them the right to appeal decisions.
There are some improvements.
Perth barrister Greg McIntyre is a native title specialist. The problem that arose in the Juukan Gorge blasting was that new information came to light about the significance of the site to the PKKP traditional owners after approval for the mine expansion had already been granted. The draft legislation amends that.
There are powers of the minister now to make stop orders and prohibition orders, which doesn't exist in the current legislation.
And if mining companies and traditional owners can't agree, the minister will make the decision for them.
Ultimately, it's a decision of the government whether to grant permits, whether to approve management orders if they're not agreed. So the buck still stops with the minister.
As Assistant Director General of the WA Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage, Vaughan Davies has been coordinating the legislative review.
When you try and bring about change, you're probably never going to please everybody. You know, mining companies may say that we've gone too far, Aboriginal people may say that we haven't gone far enough. So it's really about trying to find that balance.
Traditional owner Kimberly Smith says centuries of distrust can't be easily erased.
We've been lied to the last 200 years, so what are you going to tell us now? That you really respect our culture?
The public comment period ends next month.
That report from Erin Park and Bridget Fitzgerald.